Hey everybody, welcome into another edition of Investing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. This is the podcast where we focus on buy and hold real estate. That's all we talk about here. The purposes of buying and holding for creating passive income and legacy wealth for you and your family. So the purpose of this podcast is to not education. It's to get out there and help you take action and start creating passive income. And before we dive into today's topic, the Christmas topic, I wanted to say a little something. You know, yesterday, I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. Today, of course, is the 26th of December. And at noon Eastern time, depending on when you're listening to this, I hope you're up early listening to this after maybe you're all fat and happy from Christmas. But today at noon Eastern time, on our YouTube channel, the Morris Invest YouTube channel, it's totally free. Natalie and I are going to be doing a special like hour and a half live session, where we're going to be talking about passive income and setting your family up for success for the new year, for taxes. We're going to be talking about all of those things, how to take, you know, any questions you have. We want you to jump into the chat. It'll be a live show, so you'll be able to jump in and ask questions. It's our sort of way of, you know, saying thank you and giving back and just making ourselves available for a Q&A. So yeah, bring any sort of tax-related questions, real estate-related questions, passive income, ROI, profit first, anything like that. Bring it and we're going to talk about it. We have a bunch of great topics that we're going to touch on. But again, it is live at noon Eastern time today, December 26th on our YouTube channel. So just subscribe and then click the little bell. That'll notify you when we are going live. So again, we hope you subscribe to the YouTube channel and we're going to do this live session. You can jump into the chat. And if you also want to join us live, we can actually share screens so you can jump on and say a few things if you'd like as well. We're super excited about that. Today's topic, it's post-Christmas, right? Yesterday was Christmas. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas if you celebrate that or just got to spend some time with your family during the holiday. And I wanted to talk about something because I'm a huge fan. One of my favorite Christmas movies is Chevy Chase and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It's my favorite. First of all, it reminds me a lot of my family. We're a little wacky. We're a little off the wall. But at the end of the day, there was a message in this movie that I had kind of forgotten about. I hadn't watched it, I think, like in 2 years. And I totally forgot that Clark Griswold is scared. You know, his whole focus in this movie is waiting for this Christmas bonus from his boss in order to put in the swimming pool at his house. And for the first 3/4 of the movie, he's just living in a constant state of anxiety about whether or not he's going to get this bonus. You know, it hasn't been delivered to the house yet. He doesn't know when it's coming. He's sitting there daydreaming at his desk with that little model of the backyard swimming pool, flicking his finger on the diving board. You know, and his friend comes into the office and he says, "You know, what are you doing, Clark?" And he says, "Oh, I'm going to use the Christmas bonus to put in a swimming pool." And he says, "Oh, you're the last, you know, you're the consummate family man, Clark. You're the last real family man." And he's sitting there fearful the whole time because he's worried about this sort of paycheck lifestyle. He's worried about whether or not he can do this for his family because of a boss and whether or not this boss decides that this year we're going to give out Christmas bonuses. You know, he works hard all year and he doesn't have that extra money saved up in order to do something special like this for his family. And boy, did it strike me. Like, I mean, Natalie and I were watching this and we both had the same reaction. She looks at me and she says, "Wow, isn't it amazing to think that because of real estate, we don't have to worry about that? We don't have to think about, you know, this Christmas bonus because of some boss." You know, in the end, of course, this boss ends up not giving him the Christmas bonus and he ends up flipping out. Of course, Uncle Eddie goes to the house and rounds him up and wants to, you know, kick the crap out of him. But, you know, he gets enrolled into the Jelly of the Month Club and it's not up to him. The whole point is it has nothing to do with him at all, right? It's up to the company. The boss decided that this year we're not doing Christmas bonuses. We're just going to enroll you in a Cheese of the Month Club or a Jelly of the Month Club. You know, and Uncle Eddie says, "Well, Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving," you know, and it's amazing. And I'm just so struck by this message, this idea, and that actually that pervades a lot of these Christmas movies, right? If you watch A Christmas Story with Ralphie and the Red Ryder BB gun, You know, the dad is so concerned about money and he's so worried about whether or not he can provide for his family. And he's, you know, comes home at 7 o'clock at night every night and he comes in and he's starving and he says, honey, what's for dinner? I'm starving. And, you know, he's so tied to worrying about what he can make from his company instead of doing something for himself. And I'm just so struck by the emails that I've received over the past month from you. So many of you have written to me and you've taken action on your own. Not that you've like worked with us. We've had, you know, a lot of people have written who work with our company, Morris Invest, and that's wonderful. And I love hearing those. But I love hearing all the ones that haven't worked with us at all, you know, and sent us emails. Like one woman who wrote me said, my husband and I have now nearly achieved financial freedom thanks to listening to this podcast. We didn't know that real estate was for us. We started listening. We bought our first 12-unit apartment complex, and we're well on our way to financial freedom. That is an email I received 2 weeks ago. And I thought, that's the point of this podcast, is that, you know, don't be Clark Griswold. They overcame their fear and took action. I want to read two other emails that came in. This one was sent to me on December 16th, and I was so touched by this email. Now, I know this person, wonderful person, but he admits in this email that he's a bit of a control freak. So taking the role of going through passive income was a little hard for him. And I'm so proud of him. Listen to what he wrote. I wanted to take a minute and thank you for all of your help this year. It's amazing how things start to grow once you change your perception and start investing. Not just with rentals, but with the tax company Provision and setting up profit accounts, all of that. Letting go and letting the process flow has been a struggle for me. But I pretty much run that business via text message and email. It's been a real eye-opener to see how truly passive this can be. You should know that you're truly making a difference in people's lives. And they wanted to pick up another duplex really soon. Now, I was so touched by this email. Of course, I sent a message back and I said, you know, that thank you very much. That's incredibly kind of you to say. But what I'm so impressed with is this person's ability to be self-reflective and to realize that he's a bit of a control freak. He admits it, right? He says, letting go and letting the process flow has been a struggle for me. So if you are sitting out there and you are a bit of a control freak and you are worried about taking action, take heed from this individual who said, you know what, I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to take a deep breath. And then, of course, he's had passive income coming in for months. He's had renters in his properties coming in for months. And that's the beauty of it. He's not worrying about living like, you know, paycheck to paycheck or worrying about being enrolled in the Jelly of the Month Club by the boss. He saw a clear path. And I think that's the theme that emerges throughout these movies, these Christmas movies, is fear. Seeing Clark like living in fear that his boss is not going to give him this Christmas bonus is debilitating. I've been there. I know what that feels like. I want to read another one to you. I love this one. Clayton, we just want to thank you personally for everything you're doing for us. Your podcast, your YouTube videos, your company, everything is allowing us to prepare for our retirement and have the legacy wealth for our family. So he ran down a laundry list of the times we've spoken. So on July 4th, this past summer in 2016 was our initial phone call. So within 3 months of talking with your team, we now own 5 properties, 3 of which are now generating revenue and rented. And hopefully the other 2 will be finished, renovated, and renting soon. So they have 2 more that they bought like in November and September, roughly. And those will be wrapped up soon. So what I love is, you know, he said, look, the rental income after expenses goes right back into our HELOC account, and we've paid enough back, we will draw and purchase our 6th and 7th property. We're making other people's money work for us. We used a HELOC to do everything and none of our personal money. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. So there are so many ways to do this, to take action. You know, you maybe don't have enough money, or you don't have a home equity line of credit, or you don't have a 401k to borrow from, or you're having a difficult time trying to round up money. Whatever it happens to be, just take action. So if you know you have zero money, zero avenues in which to invest, then you know what your answer is? You've got to find private money. So go take action. Go take action and find private money this year. Or maybe you've got $300,000 of equity in your primary residence. Well, you know what? Get that home equity line of credit lined up before interest rates get any higher, and use the equity in your home to buy rental real estate and snowball your retirement, snowball that passive income. Just take action. Do like what the first email I read to you. You know, he was fearful about letting go and taking action, but he did. And now he's seeing the passive income and he's seeing his portfolio grow. And having the kids at home and knowing that he can take care of them in perpetuity without having to worry about the boss enrolling him in the Jelly of the Month Club. I used to live like that. I mean, I was so tied to that paycheck where I was in debt. I mean, I had like, you know, tens of thousands of dollars in debt, you know, had gone through that foreclosure. I mean, if I can do it, you can do it. And like I said, I'm so thrilled to just receive emails from people that have taken action in their own regard, whether it's getting that home equity line of credit lined up and they're, you know, sent an email saying, hey, we got our home equity line of credit lined up. My wife and I are super excited in 2017 to take action. That's what I love to hear. I don't care if it's with us. Great. Well, our team will help you. That's wonderful. But if not, go out there and do it yourself. You know, call up a local realtor and if the property makes sense and you have great contractors that you can get great numbers on and save on the labor and make sure you're not overpaying for your rehab. And, you know, if you like do hang and drywall yourself and installing furnaces and doing roofs, go do it yourself. Just do it. Make 2017 one of the best years ever. There's no reason you can't do that. You know, for people who say that they don't have money or they can't take action because of money, money is just a manifestation. And I've put together a series of YouTube videos on private money where I walk you through step by step how I've been able to line up private money in the past and how others have. And it's a step-by-step instructional playlist. We start off with the, you know, structuring how you structure private money. I even do a live phone call where I call up a private lender live on the YouTube video. You can see exactly the script I use and exactly how I talk to the person to set up a private lending meeting. And then I walk you through exactly how you're going to present your deals to them. It's that simple. So again, when I watch Clark Griswold freaking out, you know, chopping down his neighbor's Christmas tree in their yard and, you know, taking a chainsaw to his banister in his house because he's so panicked and living in fear about this stinking Christmas bonus. Don't be that guy. Don't be Clark Griswold. I know. I've been there. I've grown up with that in my family. I've seen my dad struggle with this. Don't do it. Take a lesson from Clark and make your own destiny. Chart your own path. Do it with rental real estate. There's no reason you can't. So again, I'd love for you to join us today at noon, right on my YouTube channel, on the Morris Invest YouTube channel. We're going to be live. Bring your questions, again, about taxes, profit first, anything, depreciation, all the things that you struggle with, or how to take action, you know, if you've got questions about just getting started for the first time. We're going to be live. You can jump in. You can ask those questions live during the Q&A session, and we'll answer them live during the YouTube session. Thank you, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. I'm looking forward to a great new year, and we will see you today at noon Eastern on our YouTube channel. Much love to you all. Now maybe you need to go back and relax a little bit now that we're all fat and happy from all that Christmas food. We'll see you today at noon, everyone. Bye.